Now we are going to say the first word, and then it's up to all of you to say the rest.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Ready? If
we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9.
Wonderful. Well done, subs. Marina, you can take a seat. Let me lead us in a prayer, and then we're going to explain this verse that we've been memorizing all week. So what I'd love you to do is to sit up straight, hands together so that you don't fidget, eyes closed so you don't get distracted, and we'll talk to God together. Father God, please help us to understand the good news this morning. Amen. Now, boys and girls, we have learnt an awful lot this week, haven't we? I've got a bit of a list here of everything we've learnt. We've learnt that Jesus is the Son of God, that he proved it by walking on water. We learnt that we all sin. We all sometimes go, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to you and your rules. We've seen that Jesus swapped places with us and takes the punishment that we deserve for our sins. We've seen that Jesus died on the cross, that he rose again 3 days later, that he's coming back soon, and we need to be ready. And we've learnt this verse of the Bible off by heart, and I think there are two pieces of really, really good news in this passage. And the first is this: our sins can be forgiven. Let me show you the middle part. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Now, boys and girls, all week, Marina has been going on and on and on and on about how much she likes to eat algae. Blur. But you know what? I went round her house the other day. I let myself in. I walked in. And she was nowhere to be seen, so I cried out, Marina! No response. But then I looked over and I saw on her table a plate. And on that plate was a massive slice of cake. So she doesn't just eat algae, she also eats cake subs. She had cake. But on the plate, there was a post-it note, and on the post-it note it said, this is my cake, do not eat it, signed Marina. And so do you know what I did? I did this, I threw the note away, I thought, shove off Marina, I'm in charge, no to you and your stupid donut rules or cake rules, and I took the cake. I ate the whole thing down to the last crumb, and as I was licking my fingers, who should walk in but Marina? Now, boys and girls, I'm so sorry, I've got a mouthful of cake. I'm trying to take a small bite as well. How do you think Marina reacted? Well, this is the three options you could have. She could have been angry.
What do you think you're doing? That is my cake! You can't eat my cake! There was a post-it on it! Where have you put the post-it? Oh, you stupid Adam! You ate up all my cake!
And if she reacted like that, that would be well deserved, wouldn't it? I would deserve to face her anger. I'd done wrong to her. Maybe she was disappointed.
Oh, Adam, I thought we were friends. And you've eaten up my cake, my special cake that I put to one side so I could have it later. I'm just so disappointed in what you've done.
And that would be an understandable reaction, wouldn't it? I've let her down. Of course she could be disappointed in me. Maybe she's sad.
My cake is all right. It's cake.
Now, if enough with the amdram. If that was her reaction, that's probably right as well. I would deserve to feel bad. But do you know what actually happened? She came in, she saw the empty plate, and I said to her, Marina, I'm so sorry. I really messed up. Please forgive me. And do you know what she said? She said three beautiful words.
I forgive you.
I forgive you. You can take a seat. It's amazing, isn't it? Being forgiven when you've done something wrong is amazing. It's incredible kindness from the person doing the forgiving, and it feels great to the person who has been forgiven. And look at our verse again. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Thanks to Jesus, the Son of God who swapped places with us, we can have our sins forgiven. The wonderful good news is that each of us can hear those three beautiful words from God. I forgive you. That's the first bit of good news. Here's the second one. And it comes at the end of our memory verse, when it says that he can cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Think of that as just a big word for sin. He can cleanse us from all sin. Now, one of the images that the Bible uses for sin is dirt. Our sin makes us dirty. Let me explain. Here we go. Imagine, if you will, that this T-shirt is our life. Is it going to stay still? Yes. And the Bible says that sin makes us dirty. So whenever we tell a lie, dirt. Whenever we don't keep a promise, dirt. Whenever we hurt other people, oh, it's a brand new bottle. Look at that. No expense spared. Whenever we hurt other people, whenever we use our words that in a way that upsets people, for all the times when we do go, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to you and your rules, it makes us dirty. The Bible says that because of our sin, our lives are dirty. And that's true for all of us, apart from one person. That person is Jesus. He had a perfectly clean life. He never sinned. He never turned his back on God. He never told his heavenly Father to shove off. And so he has a perfectly clean life. But remember, at the cross, an amazing swap took place. So Jesus takes our dirty life on himself as he takes the punishment for sin, and he gives us our bright, shining, clean life. The Bible says that even though our sins are red as scarlet, that he has washed us white as snow. That means when God looks at a Christian, he doesn't just say, I forgive you. He sees a perfectly clean life. Now, those are two pieces of really good news, right? God looks at us if we're followers of Jesus and says, I forgive you, and we can be washed clean. The question is, how? How do we take hold of this good news? And the answer comes in the first bit of our verse. If we confess our sins to him. Now, confession is when we admit to God that we are sinners, say sorry to him, and ask him to forgive us because of what Jesus has done. Actually, it's whenever we do the stop prayers and pray, the S stands for sorry. That's what we're doing. We're confessing our sins and saying sorry. Boys and girls, how amazing is God? We so often mess up. We so often behave badly. We so often sin. But he sent his son to rescue us. And thanks to Jesus, we can be forgiven and washed clean. Why don't we spend some time thanking God now? I'm going to lead us in a prayer, and then I'm going to hand back to Subs and Marina. So let's sit up straight, hands together, eyes closed, and we'll say thank you to God. Father God, thank you so much that we can be forgiven and that we can be washed clean thanks to Jesus. Please would you help us to be quick to say sorry and confess our sins, and would you help us to follow Jesus as our King. Amen.